Simon Reish Peches, Sif Hey. We're discussing the halachas of fasting, atanas, chaloyim, and Shabbos. If somebody has a bad dream, so to speak, scary dream, and fasting will make them feel better, feel that the gzera against them was taken away. So they're allowed to fast on Shabbos. But the Mechaber says that some Rishonim say that one should not fast atanas, chaloyim, and Shabbos unless he saw this dream three times. If he only saw it once or twice, he should not worry about it enough to be able to fast on Shabbos. And then the Mechaber says that some Rishonim say that altogether nowadays you should not fast Tanis Chalim and Shabbos. We're not bekeim on Pistur and Chalim as how to tight up a dream to know if it's a good dream or a bad dream. So during the week, you want to fast, makes you feel better, fast. But on Shabbos, where it's also the fast, unless it's an Einuk for you to fast, you can't fast Tanis Chalim because maybe it wasn't really a bad dream. And the Mechaber says, the Velt says, the world says, that it's written in the earlier Sfarim, Sfarim HaKamayim, only for three types of Chalimus shown on fast on Shabbos. What are these three chalimis you fast on Shabbos? If someone saw in his dream a Sefer Torah being burnt, and Mishnah Berurah says the same, if he saw a tefillin being burnt, because tefillin is parashas of the Torah, but he just saw the Nevi'im Ksuvim being burnt, that's mashma, he should not fast. Also, only if he saw a Sefer Torah being burnt, a tefillin being burnt, if he saw just in his dream that it fell out of his hand and he dropped it, that's not enough to fast. The second thing to fast for, if he sees in his dream, an image of Yom Kippur b'shas ne'ilah. Some say seeing an image of Yom Kippur, even not b'shas ne'ilah. And the third thing is we saw the beams of his house or his teeth falling. Now, Mr. Brewer says there was a story in the Medrash that somebody had a dream that the beams of his house were falling in, and they touched up that really it was just a dream that his wife would have a baby boy, and kachava, that's what happens. It doesn't have to be a bad dream. Also about the teeth falling out, also, that if someone had a toothache, he shouldn't fast. Similar to what we say that aloch is, if somebody was thinking about that thing during the day and he dreams at night, he shouldn't be scared. Because just he dreamt about it because he thought about it during the day. Here also, if he had a toothache during the day, shouldn't get scared if he dreamt about his teeth falling out. Also, the Biur Halacha says that the whole bad dream of teeth falling out is that someone's children are going to be nifter, so therefore somebody doesn't have children shouldn't fast for this on Shabbos. Mechaber says that some say if he saw a dream that of reading in the Torah, it's Kari B'Torah, that's already considered a Chalem Ra, that might have a bad sign that he should fast on Shabbos. And some say if he dreamt, they saw getting married to a woman. Now, also, that which seeing the teeth falling in or falling out is a bad dream is only just the teeth falling, but if he saw his whole jaw falling out, that could be a good dream. It means the people who had bad eitzes about him, they died. In any case, the Mechaber says that all the chalimis that the Gemara and Bracha says are bad dreams, so you can fast for those on Shabbos as well. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains we're only talking about somebody who fasting is going to be an einik for him, make him feel better about himself. But somebody does not take bad dreams seriously, or even does take bad dreams seriously, but the tainus is so hard on them, they's going to be worse off and more bizarre after the tainus than it was before the tainus, he should not fast on Shabbos. And the Achrayim being from the Shlal that even these dreams are mentioned Shulchan Aruch, one should fast on Shabbos. In general, it's better not to fast on Shabbos, or rather fast 2 days during the week. One connected Shabbos, and one connected Sunday that he should have fasted to make up for fasting on Shabbos. Also, Mishnah Berurah says, a bad dream is only a dream that's bad, that something dangerous happening to him, something that from Chal Shabbos to save him. But just dreaming about losing money, that's not considered a bad dream to fast on Shabbos. A person should also be careful, make sure he understood the dream correctly, because a small change in the word could change the whole taich of a dream. Sivvav, somebody's fasting on Shabbos, Tanas Chaloyim, he should say Anenu at the end of davening, right by Lekan Tzor before, Yul Ratzon, and the Ibn Elohim Gol Vidua, that's said at the end of Vidoy during the week, he could say it on Shabbos also. The Mishnah Berurah explains that the Isser of Sheol Tzorachim on Shabbos only if you're asking for a Chayla, for Panasa, where there's a Tzar, but here we're doing Tshuva, having Charotas Alvoinus, so it's good to say it, it's not Lashon Vidoy, so it's mutter to say on Shabbos, he could say the Lekai, and the Yerotzen that said the end of Vida in Yom Kippur one could say by Tanis Chaloyim and Shabbos before Yul Yerotzen. Siv Zayin. Now we're finished talking about the Tanis Chaloyim and Tanesim on Shabbos. If somebody, it's Oynik for him to eat earlier in the day on Shabbos, let's say he's ready, the Suda's Alayla is ready in his Achla, he's very hungry again, he should eat the Shabbos through the day early. If he's still full for Friday night, he'd rather it's more comfortable, more geschmack for him to eat later Shabbos day, he should eat later Shabbos day, whichever more of an Oynik. And the Rama says that whatever time somebody eats during the week, he should eat a little different schedule on Shabbos. Either earlier or later, it should be nikkur that something's different, special, l'kavod Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says even somebody's earning for him to wait till later to fast, to eat, he should not wait till too late, because then it looks like he's fasting on Shabbos. Siv Ches, we're not Mas'ana, we don't fast on Shabbos for any tzara. Mishnah Berurah explains even a tzara that we're going to learn soon, that you cry out, you daven for them on Shabbos, something bad happened. We don't fast these things on Shabbos. Mespalo, Masriya, and a person can be Neufal Panov B'yochid, Mishnah Berurah says for a tzara on Shabbos, brings to the Magen Avraham. But the fast, we don't fast for any tzaras on Shabbos.